Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. National Public Radio is an outlet. National Public Radio is an outlet that we subsidize. We actually give some taxpayer money to. And I think sometimes they just make it up as they go. Now, there's been some really good things done by National Public Radio over the years. But lately, it's become a haven for woke stuff. And they're actually alleging that there's not a whole lot of scientific evidence to prove that men have any athletic or physical advantage over women. Oh, no, I kid you not. On a Monday. They're actually saying that. It blows my mind. Glad to have you. Major radio stations all over the place. Love having all that lovely community listening. Like to watch? Stop on the website. JoePags.com. Click on Watch Now. Let's go. Carrie, how's it going?
It's going all right.
Polo making it happen. Sam getting her done. Really? That's really good. Oh, yes. It turns out there's really not a whole lot of science that suggests that men have any sort of physical advantage over women. I kid you not, they come up with stuff like this. I can't not cover it. Junior Walker and his All-Stars. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Just want you to think about that for a second. NPR, National Public Radio, is going to try to make the case that men do not have a huge or a big, there's not a whole lot of evidence to show that they've got a physical advantage over women. We'll have that story in a moment. But I only had a chance to play my PAGS parody once. And Carrie, I know you wanted it like 3 or 4 times.
I didn't say that.
Pretty sure you were thinking it, though. Pretty sure.
No. Mm-mm.
Last week, and I've been doing this laugh for a while now, I gave you the Kamala Harris laugh that I've developed, and people were crying, laughing, pulling off the road. They couldn't see, whatever. I don't want anybody to crash their car, but the suggestion was I should do a parody, and I even said I'm going to do a parody on this. I couldn't get it done by Friday. I worked on it this weekend. This was actually Carrie's suggestion, this song. I call it Cackle in the Rain, a PAGS parody. Let's go. Bring in Alex Van Broaden. She's the VP and people gather round her, but they're on edge the entire time.
Truly.
All's going well and then something changes that. She cracks up for no reason nor rhyme. I feel the hair on my neck standing right up. Ooh, her laughter gives us pain. Please make it stop. My head might explode. Ooh, makes it sound so insane. She's cracking up. Is she stoned? She doesn't stop when it's clear that she should have. It's so cringe, peeps don't know what to do. The discomfort is real, it's so bad that it's so sad. She has no idea, she looks the fool. She's really out of her mind, laughs unkind.
Bring it now.
Ooh, her weird laughter gives us pain. Why is she cackling all of the time? Same, make it stop. Why won't she resign?
I mean, the last one I almost died for having no breath.
Oh my god.
Come on, man. There you go. A PAGS parody, Cackle in the Rain. There you go, people. So Carrie, you kind of liked it. You already said
I did. Yeah, I did. Didn't care for the original, but that laugh makes me laugh. So.
I mean, yeah. It sounds like I'm dying and choking on the laugh. You get enjoyment out of that.
I kind of do, yeah.
Okay, can you do a Kamala Harris laugh?
No, I cannot. No.
Sam, can you do one?
I don't think I could. Not as good as you.
It's painful. I'll be honest with you. It's painful. There you go. Cackle in the rain. All right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. You want to opine about that? Fine. Not going to take a bunch of phone calls on my parody. If you want to opine about the parody, I like to take comments over on Twitter, at Joe Talk Show, at Joe Talk Show. By the way, if you're not seeing my tweets over on Twitter, make sure that you've got notifications on, then you'll get all of them. And again, if you want to watch the show as we do it, I was switching cameras there. At one point, Carrie, in the song, I think I'm cackling, and you gave me the complete side eye.
Oh, I did.
I'll show the people watching. I mean, Carrie's just, and then she goes, I don't know what that was all about, but it was a total side eye. So there you go. Yeah, if you want to hear it again, what I'll do is I'll put it up on Rumble tonight, and you can go watch it, and I'll put the words up there too if you want to sing along. A lot of people like to sing along, Carrie. They have their kids come around, they have their family, they gather around, they all sing the songs together.
Wow, where are you getting this information?
Just, you know, people say stuff and things. So it could happen. Yes. Are you saying that it didn't happen? You don't know. How do you know?
I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure. I'm 99.9.
I'm never sure how to take it, though, when your boy Brad decides. First of all, he's always got to include you in the tweet. And if you said that you liked it, suddenly Miss Carrie was right. You know, and very rarely will say, sorry, Miss Carrie, that he likes it. I mean, maybe once he did that. But he's, generally speaking, afraid.
Of
and
me?
I don't blame him. He's a scary lady. He's a scary lady.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. I am not. No.
Brad, I don't blame you. Mean. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com.
Why'd you laugh at that?
What's that?
When I said sweet and sparkly, and you laughed.
I couldn't hear you. Yeah, would you say the drinks that you drink are sweet and sparkly?
No, I'm sweet and sparkly. Oh,
said who? Who said that one?
Me.
Yeah.
And the people that I talk to. Yeah.
Now Brad's going to say, sorry, Joe Pack. But, you know, Miss Carrie's right. She's sweet and sparkly. So dumb. All right. If you can, fill us in, because it turns out, Carrie, I did not realize this, but National Public Radio has uncovered the fact that, in fact, men, there really isn't a whole lot of scientific evidence to say men are more athletic or physically, you know, advanced than women. Go ahead, fill me in.
From The Blaze, National Public Radio is ridiculed for claiming there is limited scientific evidence that men have a physical advantage over women in sports. The NPR article was attempting to defend transgender athletes. The article was in response to the World Athletics Council, the governing body for international track and field, barring transgender athletes from competing in events designated for biological women. During a press conference on Thursday, World Athletics Council President Sebastian Coe said the council has agreed to exclude male-to-female transgender athletes who have been through male puberty from female world-ranking competitions from March the 31st this year. Coe adding, however, in order to do further research into our transgender eligibility guideline, we will be establishing a working group whose remit will be to consult specifically with transgender athletes to seek views on competing in athletics, to review and maybe commission additional research where there is currently limited research, and to put forward recommendations to council. The article from the taxpayer-backed NPR claimed at the center of the issue is whether transgender women athletes have a physical advantage over other female competitors, even after lowering their testosterone levels. But there is limited scientific research involving elite transgender athletes, which the council also acknowledged.
How stupid. So, their assertion is that because there's limited scientific evidence, in other words, people haven't researched William Thomas, who's calling himself Leah now, enough to find out if he has an advantage. I don't know. He's beaten people by 30 seconds. He's setting new NCAA records that have stood for decades. He's beating every woman in the pool by a lot, and he stands a foot taller than them. I mean, if you don't think that that's an advantage, I don't know what the hell we're talking about here. And again, the world body did not say, if you're a trans female or trans woman, you can't be a trans female. If you're a trans person, you're calling yourself a woman, then in fact, you just can't have gone through male puberty. Again, already before puberty, a male person has more testosterone than a female. Already we know that. But when the hormones kick in for puberty, now you're talking about even stronger bones, even thicker muscle bellies. Now you're talking about the person, even without that puberty, having larger lung capacity, larger heart capacity, the ability to maybe hold your breath longer. Who knows? So the idea that they're saying there's limited evidence because science, why would science research this? This is kind of like a no-brainer. It's like, listen, I know you say it gets dark at night. I haven't seen a whole lot of scientific research to prove that. You know what I mean, Carrie? Can you cite me studies that prove that it's dark at night? Yes or no?
I'm sure I could. It is dark at night. It's dark at night. You walk out.
Why would you need a scientific study to show that?
It's dark.
Prove it.
I don't have to.
Show me the peer-reviewed Harvard study.
No. There isn't one,
so you're saying
I'm sure.
If I walk outside and it's dark, you're saying that it's dark then?
Yes.
But wait a second. What about when it's light out? Are you suggesting
it's
light?
Light. Yeah.
Without a scientific study, and there's very little evidence to prove what you're saying is true, I'm not so sure that it's light out.
So because there aren't enough Leah Thomases in the world,
right?
We can't know for sure what's really going on?
Exactly.
I mean, how many times have we seen like these powerlifting competitions?
Right, right.
Cycling. I mean, name the sport. Track.
Just
track and field.
Again. Yep.
Uh-huh.
But that's just saying that it's dark at night and it's light during the day. You have to do a scientific study to prove why they won. They just might have trained harder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay. Going to put it out there. You ever notice that you could say, I'm just saying, and just get away with anything? I'm just saying.
So,
it sounds like a no-brainer because some things are fixed, some things are variable. They're suggesting gender is variable when we know it's not. It's just like saying, no, I know. Listen, I got 3 stations in Alaska. I get it. You're light for 6 months. I'm not talking about you, okay? Talking about the contiguous United States. In every state, at night it gets dark. And then in the morning, it gets light again. And I don't need a scientific study to find out if that's true, because it just is. What were you going to say? Felt like you had something, Carrie.
No.
Like you were going to add something on there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And again, I'm 56. I can, if you let me, I will say I'm a female and sign up for any weightlifting competition you want. And I will do very well. Will I win? I don't know. Is there, you know, maybe there's a trans person who's younger than I am or something. But at the end of the day, it would not even be close in most instances. And that's just because biologically and physically, you don't need to study it. He's a whole lot bigger than they are. And that's just the way it is. It'd be like your son who's squatting 600 pounds or whatever, going and saying, okay, I'm going to be, Lisa today, and that's it. Well, of course, that would be stupid.
Yeah,
he would win easily. Over women who have been doing it for 30 years or whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. There's some things you don't have to study. You study your ass. I think they should study their asses over at the NPR.
Okay. Why don't you suggest that? I'm sure they'll go for that.
Hey, NPR, you're a bunch of asses. And I say that, but there hasn't been a lot of studies yet. But I'm pretty sure the studies will show. Show me the scientific research that you know how to do journalism. How about that one? You know what I mean? And they can't because they're just making stuff up. Oh, crap. A World Athletic Foundation or Federation just said men can't compete against women. We must now write a stupid story that makes no sense to anybody to make the woke crowd feel good about us. That's ridiculous. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
My guy, Leah Thomas singing along. Wait a second. Can I say that?
No.
All right, am I allowed to say that or not?
No, you're not. You're a white cis male.
I'm not allowed to say
male.
That.
No.
I'm a white cis male Christian guy. But forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Stick together, my guy. No, you can't do that. Sorry.
You shouldn't.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Love telling you about Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks knows that with spring around the corner, it's time for spring grilling. I'm ready for spring grilling. Enough is enough. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale, 50% off site-wide right now. Grab all your favorites. Talking about perfectly aged tender steaks, Ocean fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air-chilled chicken. This stuff is great. Decadent desserts. They send you a cooler filled with this stuff. You're going to be eating good for a long time. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code PAGS, you're going to get an additional $30 off your order. It's a perfect way to get fired up and spring into something special. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout. Take advantage of this great deal. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, and you're going to want to hurry because 50% off site-wide is only happening for a limited time. Don't miss your chance to save right now. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout, and get an additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale that's happening right now. Minimum order may be required. Go to omahasteaks.com and go there right now. Let me go to the phone lines. Billy, Florida, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe, living a dream in South Florida.
Awesome. Let's go.
Yeah, I think I have a solution for the transgender problem in sports.
Okay.
It's real simple. Men have their sports. Women basically can't compete in their sports. Women have their sports. Men can't compete in their sports either. There's no discrimination there. They just simply can't do it. So why, if we listen to the community out here, the transgender community, they're like one of our largest organizations, populations in the country now. So why don't we do this? Get ESPN and some of these other sports networks. Let's have transgender sports. Bingo, problem solved. They have their own sports. They have their own teams. They're not competing against anybody but themselves.
Billy, I've been suggesting it for months and months and months. Nobody's going to listen to you because, trans is not one of the biggest part of our population. It's not even close. It's not even 1%. Of the population, and B, they need this to be some sort of a mission, some sort of an act that they have to take to show their contrition, their DEI-ness, their ESG-ness. There are not enough trans athletes to do that, but it would be the only fair thing. You without a doubt cannot have men competing against women in a women's only category. You can't do it. What they're doing now is completely unnatural. It's completely unfair. It's taking away opportunities from women in a day and age where we're supposed to be propping women up. I mean, how many times do I have to hear the lie about men making more money than women? They don't. For the same job, men and women make the same money. It's a known fact that men and women for the same job make the same money. For the same hours, make the same money. The lie is because women don't work as much as men do, because women, by and large, still in this day and age, stay home, which is a much more important job in many cases. They just don't make income that way. So we're comparing it to a woman that works part-time to a man that works full-time, and we're pretending like it's somehow unequal. It's not. That's a lie. There have been books written to prove what I'm saying to be correct. So as much as we're supposed to look out for women, women's rights, women's upward mobility, women's opportunity, women's liberation, feminism. The same people sit back and watch grown-ass men compete against women and annihilate them in athletics. It doesn't make sense. I think the woke crowd is confused. They don't seem to know what to do. They're literally giving White House awards out to men who are dressed as women and celebrating them as international women. It's really happening. And I think they've gotten themselves in such a hole, they don't know how to get out of it. We go to Lisa, San Antonio. 1 minute, Lisa. All yours. Let's go.
Hi. It's nice to talk to you.
Thanks.
I think really one of the best ways to put these guys in their place is like with Leah Thomas, it shows that she, won the swim meet she was in. But there needs to be an asterisk that says next to her name that says biological male.
Yes, 100%.
That way everybody knows.
Yeah, but nobody would take it. Lisa, I'm telling you, the woke crowd would hate that. In fact, they would like to cancel you for even suggesting that today. You know what I mean, Carrie? I don't think anybody in the woke crowd would accept that.
No, probably not. Mm-mm.
It would be appropriate. Biological male. Turned female at 26 years old or whatever the hell he was. You know what I mean? I mean, Rachel Levine, Richard, asterisk, not really the first woman admiral because he was a guy until 51 years old. So at some point, you've got to make that distinction. We're living in a world, it's a world of imagination, where we're not even allowed to say that these people have been male their entire lives and biologically continue to be male. No matter what they're calling themselves, they're still men. And how we got here is crazy. It's crazy how strong the LGBTQXYZ123 lobby really is. That's crazy to me, because all somebody has to do is stand up to this and say enough. We're not doing this anymore. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here for Dr. Simone Gold.
Joe Pags.